January 5. The scriptures quoted are from the NEET Bible, netbible.com copyright, 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC, all rights reserved. Job 6 through 9, Job chapter 6. Then Job responded, "Oh, if only my grief could be weighed and my misfortune laid on the scales too, but because it is heavier than the sand of the sea, that is why my words have been wild. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, my spirit drinks their poison. God's sudden terrors are arrayed against me. Does the wild donkey bray when it is near grass, or does the ox low near its fodder? Can food that is tasteless be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? I have refused to touch such things. They are like loathsome food to me. Oh, that my request would be realized, and that God would grant me what I long for, and that God would be willing to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and kill me. Then I would yet have my comfort. Then I would rejoice in spite of pitiless pain, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should wait? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength like that of stones, or is my flesh made of bronze? Is not my power to help myself nothing, and has not every resource been driven from me? To the one in despair, kindness should come from his friend, even if he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have been as treacherous as a seasonal stream, and as the riverbeds of the intermittent streams that flow away. They are dark because of ice. Snow is piled up over them. When they are scorched, they dry up. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema looked intently for these streams. The traveling merchants of Sheba hoped for them. They were distressed because each one had been so confident. They arrived there, but were disappointed. For now you have become like these streams that are no help. You see a terror and are afraid. Have I ever said, give me something, and from your fortune make gifts in my favor? Or deliver me from the enemy's power, and from the hand of tyrants ransom me? Teach me, and I, for my part, will be silent. Explain to me how I have been mistaken. How painful are honest words. But what does your reproof prove? Do you intend to criticize mere words, and treat the words of a despairing man as wind? Yes, you would gamble for the fatherless, and auction off your friend. Now then, be good enough to look at me, and I will not lie to your face. Relent, let there be no falsehood. Reconsider, for my righteousness is intact. Is there any falsehood on my lips? Can my mouth not discern evil things? Job chapter 7. Does not humanity have hard service on earth? Are not their days also like the days of a hired man? Like a servant longing for the evening shadow, and like a hired man looking for his wages, thus I have been made to inherit months of futility, and nights of sorrow have been appointed to me. If I lie down, I say, when will I arise? And the night stretches on, and I toss and turn restlessly until the day dawns. My body is clothed with worms and dirty scabs, my skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is but a breath, that my eyes will never again see happiness. The eye of him who sees me now will see me no more. Your eyes will look for me, but I will be gone. As a cloud is dispersed and then disappears, so the one who goes down to the grave does not come up again. He returns no more to his house, nor does his place of residence know him any more. Therefore, I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea, or the creature of the deep, that you must put me under guard? If I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would prefer strangling and death more than life. I loathe it. I do not want to live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are a vapor. What is mankind that you make so much of them, and that you pay attention to them, and that you visit them every morning and try them every moment? Will you never look away from me? Will you not let me alone long enough to swallow my spittle? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target? Have I become a burden to you? And why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me diligently, but I will be gone. Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite spoke up and said, "How long will you speak these things, seeing that the words of your mouth are like a great wind? Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert what is right? If your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will look to God and make your supplication to the Almighty, if you become pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself for you and will restore your righteous abode. Your beginning will seem so small, since your future will flourish. For inquire now of the former generation, and pay attention to the findings of their ancestors. For we were born yesterday and do not have knowledge, since our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and speak to you and bring forth words from their understanding? Can the papyrus plant grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds flourish without water? While they are still beginning to flower and not ripe for cutting, they can wither away faster than any grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. The hope of the godless perishes, whose trust is in something futile, whose security is a spider's web. He leans against his house, but it does not hold up. He takes hold of it, but it does not stand. He is a well-watered plant in the sun. Its shoots spread over its garden. It wraps its roots around a heap of stones, and it looks for a place among stones. If he is uprooted from his place, then that place will disown him, saying, 'I have never seen you.' Indeed, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth others spring up. Surely, God does not reject a blameless man, nor does he grasp the hand of the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with gladness. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more." Job chapter 9. Then Job answered, "Truly, I know that this is so. But how can a human be just before God? If someone wishes to contend with him, he cannot answer him one time in a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has resisted him and remained safe. He who removes mountains suddenly, who overturns them in his anger, he who shakes the earth out of its place so that its pillars tremble, he who commands the sun and it does not shine and seals up the stars, he alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He makes the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the constellations of the southern sky. He does great and unsearchable things, and wonderful things without number. If he passes by me, I cannot see him. If he goes by, I cannot perceive him. If he snatches away, who can turn him back? Who dares to say to him, 'What are you doing?' God does not restrain his anger. Under him the helpers of Rahab lie crushed. How much less, then, can I answer him and choose my words to argue with him? Although I am innocent, I could not answer him. I could only plead with my judge for mercy. If I summoned him and he answered me, I would not believe that he would be listening to my voice, he who crushes me with a tempest and multiplies my wounds for no reason. He does not allow me to recover my breath, for he fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, most certainly he is the strong one. And if it is a matter of justice, he will say, 'Who will summon me?' Although I am innocent, my mouth would condemn me. Although I am blameless, it would declare me perverse. I am blameless. I do not know myself. I despise my life. It is all one. That is why I say, 'He destroys the blameless and the guilty.' If a scourge brings sudden death, he mocks at the despair of the innocent. If a land has been given into the hand of a wicked man, he covers the faces of its judges. If it is not he, then who is it? My days are swifter than a runner. They speed by without seeing happiness. They glide by like reed boats, like an eagle that swoops down on its prey. If I say, 'I will forget my complaint, I will change my expression and be cheerful,' I dread all my sufferings, for I know that you do not hold me blameless. If I am guilty, why then weary myself in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands clean with lye, then you plunge me into a slimy pit, and my own clothes abhor me. For he is not a human being like I am, that I might answer him, that we might come together in judgment. Nor is there an arbiter between us, who might lay his hand on us both, who would take his rod away from me so that his terror would not make me afraid. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me.